What do you get when you put a group of fanboys in a room with a mic? From video games, comics, and movies to uncensored social commentary, nothing is off limits. With your hosts, Pistol P Jr., The Blue Guy, Chuck Bitch, G-Roll, and Player 2, this is The Real Press Start. So sit down, load up, log in, and press start.
Welcome to the Peter and Ab podcast. Oh yeah, it's time with them Peters and put those headphones in because it's time with the Peter and Ab podcast. Here we go. With PCLP Jr. and infamous Jeezy Weezy.
AKA that bigger.
Oh yeah. The real is bigger.
The real is bigger. Welcome back to your favorite bi-weekly podcast. It's like this is every 2 weeks.
Bi-weekly at this point, yeah.
So, we got obviously a lot of news. It's been 2 weeks. Comic-Con's going on right now, San Diego Comic-Con. So, a lot of news. But before we get to that, night before, mm-hmm. I went and saw Barbie.
Oh, you did?
How
was it? I hear good things.
It was really fucking good. Mm-hmm. It that movie had no business being that fucking deep. it's really fucking good. Mm-hmm. Do you plan to see it?
I don't know if I'll see it in theaters.
Okay.
I'm on the fence. If maybe I'm bored, I'll find time to go watch it. But mm-hmm. I'm probably gonna watch Oppenheimer first.
Okay. Yeah, I want to go check that one out too. But no. Like, well, obviously, I had to go see Barbie first.
You have a child.
Yeah. I have a child, and she wanted to go see it. Her mom wanted to go see it, so I was like, let's go. It was really good. It was fucking funny as fuck. But it had deep, good moments. Mm-hmm. Do you mind if I spoil anything, or do you care about spoilers, or do you want to go to, I can keep it spoiler free.
Is it like a... Is it, if it's a twist or something, I would prefer you...
It's
don't.
Kind of a twist. So the story's not what, like, it wasn't where I expected it to go. Like, you know, like, based on the trailers, it's, you know, Barbie, she's becoming self-aware, mm-hmm. and she goes to the real world. Mm-hmm. And shit happens in the real world, and they come back, and, like, it's like a whole mess. It's cool. Mm-hmm. Really, really good. It's basically, it's a commentary on men, or men and women in the real world, like, how women are treated in the world, and how men are treated in the world. Mm-hmm. It's a movie about the patriarchy.
Right.
Yeah, it's good though. It's really fucking good.
Yeah, I hear they're not like, it's not like harping on men the whole time.
No, not at all.
It's just like commentary.
Yeah. It's more of a comment. It's not. Yeah, I wouldn't, because if it was that, I probably would have been like, oh, this is fucking terrible. Yeah. But no, it was done in a really well, like, kind of self aware kind of mm-hmm. way.
Yeah.
There's a scene where like they're trying to like, it's like, oh well. Give them what, make them think you're giving them what they want, and then show them that other men are threats, mm-hmm. basically. So it's like, like he's singing a song to her, and they're all singing the same song to all their respective Barbies, mm-hmm. and then she goes, oh, hold on, and she gets a text, and then it's like, oh, it's Ken, because they're all Ken and they're all Barbie.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's Ken, and then the Ken she's with gets mad. And then so she goes over with the other Ken.
Isn't there just one Ken who's named like Glenn or something?
No, there's Alan.
Alan.
And he's Ken's friend.
Yeah, that's
Alan.
Right.
Alan. He's an actual, yeah. That's
Michael Cera?
Yeah. And he's great. He's great in it. Like, oh, dude. Seriously, like, it's just like, there's just all this stuff in it. It's just, like, everything's very relatable. Like, mm-hmm. it's super relatable. Like, these little moments here. It's like, oh, fuck. Either you know someone like that or, like, I don't know. It's just... It's really good. I would recommend it. I'd give it a solid 8, solid 9 maybe. It's good. It was one of those where it wasn't... I didn't feel like it was slow at all. Mm-hmm. I felt like from the intro, like it was funny enough to keep you going. And then like with the way the story went, the twists and the different elements, it was like it kept you engaged the entire time, mm-hmm. which I really enjoyed. What's her name? Kate McKinnon.
Mm-hmm.
She's in it, and she plays the same kind of character she plays all the time.
Yeah. I saw She was on, my dad was watching like, what is it, Kelly, Regis and Kelly, the, whatever it is now.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, she was on it, and they showed her clip, and like, yeah, it's like, yeah, basically what she is all the time.
Yeah, she's weird Barbie. Because uh-huh. Yeah, all the, there's a different, so it's like, there's stereotypical Barbie, there's beach Barbie, there's President Barbie, there's writer, like all of them are different, like, they're all Barbie, but they're all different types of Barbies. She's mm-hmm. a weird Barbie. Mm-hmm. John Cena has a cameo. It's amazing.
Oh, he does? Is yeah. he a Ken?
He's a Ken.
Or is he just a guy?
No, he's a Ken. He's a Ken. Oh, he is. Yeah, he's my favorite Ken.
He's bodybuilder Ken?
No. he's mermaid Ken.
Mermaid Ken?
He's got long hair. And he's, yeah, he's got a tail. It's funny. It's fucking awesome. Knew his name the whole time we're watching that movie, and now that I want to bring him up, all I can think of is Shang-Chi.
Simu Liu.
Simu Liu, yeah. He's the rival Ken. Mm. At one point, Ryan Gosling. Yeah. He reminds me of Logan Paul at one point in the movie.
Oh, he does.
Yeah, he basically turns into Logan Paul. at one point, he's just weird. Yeah, I won't go too far into it. It's good though. It's really fucking good. Go check it out when you get a chance. Let me see here. Let me pull up my other story before we go into this. That's not where I meant to go to. News. Here we go. How far back did we go last week? Let's see.
I don't remember. It's been 2 weeks. It's too long.
Oh, IGN gave Barbie a 9.
Yeah, they give Barbie a 9 and they gave Oppenheimer a 10.
Did they? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely want to go see it. Did we talk? Oh, no, okay. Okay, this is where I sent the stuff for you from last week. Mia sent this one, Heartbreaking Tale of Rocket McGroot. No. Okay. Yeah, here we go. Superman Legacy. That's where we left off, I believe. Nope, never mind. Wonka trailer. Call of Duty, Black Panther game, Baldur's Gate. Do we talk? No, Deadpool 3. No, God damn it, there's a lot of shit yeah. we didn't get to. we talked about the PS5 Slim. Okay, that's where we got. Suicide Squad anime.
Suicide Squad.
We talked about that. Smoke and Rain, we talked about that. Okay, Jennifer Garner returning as Elektra in Deadpool 3. Which
I'm not
a fan of. Like, that movie was garbage. Like, it was hot garbage.
Isn't Jennifer Garner like old now?
She is. I think I'm hoping it's just I'm assuming it's just gonna be a cameo and they're either gonna kill her or make a joke.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure they're killing the Fox universe.
That's what it seems like. Yeah,
which is gonna be fucking awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm good with that. Did you see the set pictures of Hugh Jackman in the Wolverine yellow outfit?
Yeah, the pictures, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he looks amazing.
He
looks amazing, and I don't know why he never wanted to fucking do that suit in the first place. Fucking dope.
It looks fucking badass. it looks fucking perfect. Like, I wonder if he's going to put the mask on.
He'll probably put it on for, like, a scene or something.
Because you know what I would love to see?
Or maybe at the end.
Yeah, near the end or something. What I would like to see, because it's one of those iconic, like, Wolverine things that happens to him all the time. He's wearing the mask. Half of it always gets ripped off. So he's got the half mask, and he's got the fucking other half of his face, and the hair's all messed up. And it's mm-hmm. just, like, that's one of those iconic Wolverine looks. I would love to see that in the movie. Mm. Who knows if it's going to actually happen, but...
That would be cool, yeah.
That would be fucking epic. the Las Vegas Sphere. Have you seen this thing? The new stadium they're built in Vegas? Or not, I guess it's not Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
It's a giant basketball.
It's a giant sphere.
It's just a sphere in the middle of...
And, yeah, it's big enough to fit the Statue of Liberty inside of. It has not only screens on the entire exterior, but on the interior as well. Mm-hmm. So it's 17,000 seats. It's going to be a massive stadium. And, like... The exterior is just going to constantly shift depending on what's going on inside. Uh-huh. It's just going to constantly shift. And then based on holidays and things like that. Uh-huh. Look at the fucking eyeball.
So on weird. The outside? Oh, you said the exterior. I thought you were saying the interior.
No, that's the exterior. The interior, it has the setup to do 4D movies or 4D experiences. Mm-hmm. So it has like weather, kind of like weather controlled. You can do wind and rain and snow on the interior, mm-hmm. As well as smells. And then obviously the interior is also covering the screen. The
smell-o-vision.
Yeah. the first, it opens in September, I believe. And the first performance is going to be there is U2.
Whack.
I know, right?
Of all people.
Of all people, yeah. But I could see them utilizing that actual whole 4D experience.
Well, Mark Rebier playing in the Sphere.
I think we're going to have to go see him in Vegas.
Yeah, that's like the only reason I'd ever go to Vegas now.
Yeah, he's going to have a residency, so that's going to be cool. I do want to see that. UFC and our EA announced UFC 5. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was inevitable, but those games are garbage now. Like, after the second one, I feel like they've been declining, steadily declining.
Yeah, for sure. Because I don't know what it was. It has to do with the blocking for me.
Yeah.
It was like the blocking and parry system. They just really like bastardized it.
I feel like the grappling too. Like, I feel like they had it really well in part two, and then they changed it up to make it easier. Mm-hmm. And then like they implemented things like now it's like, oh, you gotta hold this and then this and then you can do this, and it's like it's just like I feel like they overcomplicated it.
Yeah, they tried to make it like a Tekken.
Yeah,
like a Tekken level depth.
Yeah, yeah, really. Like, I mean, most of the time, if I'm playing that game, like, anytime I've ever played it, it's like, you usually just end up boxing because, like, grappling
is boring. Grappling is so boring.
Yeah. It's just terrible. But then what sucks is if you actually fight someone who's really good at grappling, then you're just fucked because now, like, oh, I can only box.
I don't even know how to get out of this.
Yeah. It's like, all right, I quit. All right, you got me. Oh, shit. All right, you got me. The one thing I did like about the last one was the fact that they had other arenas. Like, they had the Kumite, and they had, like, just different... Mm. Like, they had the backyard.
Okay.
Like, they had different arenas, so you're not just... Because, okay, it's like Madison Square Garden, and then they have the MGM Grand... But it's like...
They all look the same.
They all look exactly the same. You know, the only difference is the fucking, like... Maybe the when they do the exterior, like, the wide shots, like, that's a little different. And then the fucking, like, the little pad.
Yeah, and the ads on the ring are different because it says the MGM Grand.
Yeah, that's the only difference. It's like, I, like, throw, like, yeah, okay, we have those arenas, that's cool. But, like, yeah, the backyard was cool, the Makumite was cool. Like, they add that shit, keep that shit in there as well. I mean, obviously, we'll end up checking it out because... Baldur's Gate 3. Everyone's just super hyped about this game.
Yeah, they are. This game does look awesome.
Yeah, no, the game does look great, but then they announced that you can have sex with a bear.
A druid in a bear form.
Yeah, so it's a druid in a bear. So what was funny to me was, so IGN posted, this is the headline that IGN posted. Baldur's Gate 3 lets you have sex with a druid in bear form.
But are you having sex with the druid, or is the druid having sex with you? Who's pitching, who's catching in this scenario?
You know what? I think maybe it's a Switch kind of scenario. It's like that scene from Super Troopers where he's just banging the bear. The other thing that I saw was, I thought I had sent it. Fuck. But the other headline, it was GameSpot, was Baldur's Gate 3 lets you have consensual sex with a bear.
I never thought it was a question whether it was consensual. Yeah, like, oh, you get to rape a bear. Where this is our selling point. You get to rape the bear. Shit out of this bear.
Like, you know, like, certain, okay, like, for The Witcher, for example.
Are you
like,
tired of all this consensual sex in video games? Here you go. You get to rape this fucking bear.
You get to rape. You know what? When I read about the consent, my brain went the other way around. It was, I went more with the, what's that fucking, the movie with fucking Leo when he gets banged by the bear?
Movie with who?
With Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, Revenant.
Yeah, I went that way when they said about consensual sex with the bears. Like you're just running through the woods. No, please no. Bear catches you.
Well, see, that's the question: who's pitching? Who's catching?
Yeah, exactly. Because if you get to just go around just banging bears, it's gonna be like, you know, like Red Dead. People just hunt. People don't even play. Like, do they just hunt?
Yeah.
It's gonna be that one guy. That's what you just
go around banging
just go
bears.
Go around banging bears.
He will not stop until the seed is inside every bear.
So the crocodile, he's a bear banger. Crikey. Crikey. It's the bear banger. And because of that announcement, I guess the Baldur's Gate 3 is now the most popular. It's more popular than ever thanks to bear sex reveal. Uh-huh. It's just taking it to a whole nother level.
Did you see the developers said that there's like 172 hours of cutscenes?
God damn. That's fucking awesome.
Fucking Final Fantasy 16 is damn near 40 hours of cutscenes.
Yeah, that's a lot. But see, I'm thinking that's also side quests. That's also, it's not just main story. Yeah.
But still cutscenes. Like,
yeah, that's a lot of quality. See, I'm okay with that though.
Yeah.
As long as they're not boring.
I love cutscenes.
Like, what? How many cutscenes? Metal Gear Solid 4 used to get shit because it had like, it had long ass cutscenes. Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people compare Final Fantasy 16's cutscenes to Metal Gear's. MGS4.
So Metal Gear Solid 4 has 71. That's the current longest. That's the current record for longest cutscene in a video game. So that's one cutscene with 71 minutes.
71 minutes? Oh, wow.
Yeah. And that's the epilogue. How many minutes in total? It's 90 minutes total. So it's not too bad.
So it was only 20 minutes of cutscenes before that?
I guess so.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
But yeah, 71 minutes in one cutscene. That's why Battle Gear gets...
Like Final Fantasy has like maybe like a lot of peppered through like maybe 10, 15 minute cutscenes.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that to watch.
Which isn't bad. EA announces a Black Panther game from the former Shadow of Mordor devs.
Mm-hmm.
Which, Shadow, I didn't play, I played bits of it, and I enjoyed what I've played. I've heard good things about it. I haven't really heard anything bad about it.
Yeah.
So, I'm okay with that. Yeah, I think I'm okay with that. Because as long as they don't fuck it up like they did with Avengers, I'm good. No, that was Squeenix that did Avengers.
Uh-huh.
That wasn't EA.
Wait, what game are you talking about?
The Black Panther.
Oh, yeah.
Then EA has done a Marvel game too, though, haven't they?
No. Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Then I'm good with that. I feel like they might do well. Fucking...
The EA game is the... What game is it? It's the... I'm thinking of the Star Wars game. What's the Star... Is the Star Wars game that EA is doing?
That's...
that's Ubisoft. That's...
Is it Ubisoft doing that one?
Yeah.
I thought it was EA doing that one too. So it's not that was...
No, it's Ubisoft doing that one. Oh, EA does the Survivor.
Survivor. I thought they were doing it with this. What's the new one called?
I already forgot.
I forget what it's called too now. So that's Ubisoft. I don't know why I just assumed it was EA.
That was Ubisoft too.
But so yeah, EA is doing a Black Panther game, which based on what I've heard of Shadow of Mordor and what I've played, I'm good with that. I feel like it would lend itself.
Mm-hmm.
You see her double fangs on the front.
And oh, yeah.
Down. She's still got her baby teeth in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so it's like her adult teeth grew.
Yeah, and she's got them on the top and the bottom.
That's cool.
The boys have invaded Call of Duty.
Yeah.
I've seen the skins. I haven't played Warzone since they've added them.
The skins look cool.
The skins do look well. They did a good job. You been playing it?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Have you played Warzone with it or no?
With the skins?
Or not with the skins, but like since they've added the skins.
Yeah.
So have you seen any of those skills being used?
Like the powers, yeah.
Yeah.
The powers only in... I guess it's in everything but ranked.
Yeah.
But yeah, the powers are cool. But like the... There's like the shock power. That's basically just like a shock charge. Like, you know the shock charges you throw?
Yeah, yeah.
It's basically just that, but you just like...
You pulse it?
Yeah, you pulse it at them. You get like two charges on that.
Okay.
And then there's teleportation, which in Warzone will like... I don't know if you ever played Fortnite, but there's a thing where like you shake the snow globe and you like just fly up into the air.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You teleport in the air and then just get a free drop.
Oh nice, drop okay.
And then you get the Homelander's laser eyes.
Yeah.
But that one kind of sucks because you stay like stationary.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at.
I think you get a little more health
while you're doing it.
Yeah, but you're stationary.
Yeah, because it looked like there was a charge. Like, cause you have to do they have to do the injection every time? Does it do the animation?
No. So whenever you pick it up, you have to inject yourself, and then it'll give you a random one of those powers.
Oh, okay.
And then once you do that, then
you can use it
whenever.
Okay.
But if you pick up another field upgrade off the ground, it'll go away.
Okay.
You've done that. If you still have the injection, you can pick it up again. But if you've used it and then picked up something else,
then
it
disappears. Lost the card. Okay.
That's kinda good. What else is there? There's the teleport, electric, lasers, the jump. Yeah, the super jump.
Super jump. Like the whole jump, or
you just fucking leap. Yeah. You can leap to the top of a building.
Nice. That seems like it'd be fun. I'm gonna have to check it. I'm gonna have to jump in then. I wonder if it's in the DMZ. They have the powers in the DMZ.
I think they say it is.
I think it is. I'll check.
I don't know.
I haven't played much this season at all. Like, I've jumped on a couple games here and there. But I haven't really played much this season.
I started playing it again because Destiny's been slow.
Okay.
And then Diablo 4 is kind of like in the mud now with their last update.
Oh. What did the last update do?
So it implemented its first like battle pass season or whatever.
Okay.
And it really fucked everything up.
Let me see here.
And then also with their model, like you have to make a new character every season, basically to take advantage of the seasons.
Oh, that sucks.
And like if I just bought the game, I could just play the game, play through the story. Level up my character to 50, whatever.
Yeah.
But if you want to like level up your season pass, you're not gonna get jack shit if you just stay on that one character. It's most like you probably won't even finish the battle pass unless you make a new character and play it through.
Oh, that sucks.
So it's kind of like whatever. Like I don't really want to do that over and over.
Oh yeah, yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah, that's. I guess it's trying to force you to play different classes or just. I don't know. I don't understand why they would make you go through that again.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe because you're too over leveled, and it'd be easier for you to.
I don't know, but it's not like you're playing new content, right? It's
yeah,
like you're playing the same story
over and over. Yeah, exactly.
And then I'm assuming they would have to have some new like story missions to play, but I'm assuming it's nothing compared to.
Yeah. Overall. Yeah, that's weird. Yeah, that seems. I wonder if they'll change up maybe after the feedback or.
I don't know. For right now, it's seeming like people are fucking rioting over it. So.
Yeah, so hopefully, I mean, sometimes the developers realize it and they will make the changes. Other times, they're just like, fuck you guys, we got your money.
We're right, you're wrong.
Did you see the trailer for Twisted Metal? Where they basically tell you what the story is?
No, I didn't see a new one. Though.
So yeah, it's a new trailer. So basically, the story is Anthony Mackie's a delivery driver.
Mm-hmm.
He's UPS. He's fucking Amazon.
Right.
And the world has gone through some kind of change, and it's post-apocalyptic. And like there's LA, there's Chicago, there's New York, and that's it. Like now, I mean, just off the top of my head, those are the three cities that are left.
Mm-hmm.
And everything else is just wasteland and raiders.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's being paid to deliver, to pick something up and then deliver it somewhere else.
Why are the three biggest cities the only cities?
No, that's not, those are just the ones that in my head. Like, I just picked those three out of
them. Out of those cities, I feel like those ones would collapse.
Yeah. No, I feel like more people would flock to those cities though. Because it's like, well, let's get to the city. because they're locking everything. They're building walls around everything, around it.
Yeah, sure, but I'm just saying, like, because it's already, even now, in a non-post-apocalypse, it's already fucking packed and shit. Like, if you have more people where those are the only three cities.
It'd
be a fucking mess.
It would be. So, I mean, at least the trailer, it gives a reason. Like, oh, and now at one point in the thing, when he's talking about, like, about the Raiders and the Wastelands, and, you know, he goes, that's why there's guns on cars. Right. Yeah. Or he goes, so that's why we have the guns on cars thing.
Go with it.
Yeah, that's why. I'm going to watch it.
I'm going to give it like 2 episodes. And if it's as bad as I think it is, then I'm not watching it.
We'll see how it goes. Then the new Wonka trailer. It's a prequel.
I didn't watch the trailer, but the pictures, I've seen images, and it looks cool. I like it.
The trailer looks good. What's his name? Hugh Grant is not a Wonka. He's a Oompa Loompa. He's like the OG Oompa Loompa. Apparently, he's the one that introduces himself to Willy.
To Willy Wonka, yeah.
Yeah, and he's just like, "Hey, we're Oompas."
Yeah, you want to enslave my people?
Yeah. What I like is in the trailer that he pulls out his little flute and starts to, like, you know, before they sing the song, they do the little. And he starts singing, and Willie's trying to think. Willie Wonka's like, no. He goes, nope, too late. Once we started, we can't stop. This guy goes into the song. The judge rules in favor of Microsoft in the FTC trial. So the merger, setting up the merger. The merger hasn't gone through. They haven't completed the merger.
Mm-hmm.
But the merger is no longer being blocked.
I thought I saw something where the FTC put another thing on it.
Oh, did they put another thing on it? Let me see.
Another suspension to till November or September or something.
Let me see.
I saw one where, like, right after it went through, they said something about it failing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw another thing about, I don't know if it's, like, something different that they're doing.
So as of 4 days ago, the Microsoft Activision Blizzard merger has been approved in several markets, including Europe, Ukraine, Saudi Arabia, Brazil, Serbia, Chile, Japan, South Africa, South Korea, and China.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where it's been approved. And then this was 3 days ago. FTC withdraws its in-house challenge to Microsoft. So looks like everything's good to go now.
Oh, okay.
And then Microsoft has to extend their deadline. So they're planning to pay $69 billion to take over, but they had to extend the deadline now because they reached their limit already. Where they're it was supposed to be done by this day. Now, obviously, because everything went on, they have to extend it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still no guarantees that it's going to go through, but more than likely it will. I know they did announce, let me see if I have it here.
What, the Call of Duty PlayStation deal?
Yeah. So yeah,
for 10 years.
For 10 years, yes. So I know PlayStation's like, like, they're still pissed about it.
Yeah.
But, I mean.
I mean, they got 10 years, but I think it'd be dumb if they put Call of Duty exclusively.
Yeah, I agree.
To Xbox and PC.
Yeah, I feel like. I mean, obviously, the
game. It's a lot of money out of their pocket if they did that.
Yeah,
exactly. Just for, like, petty. Being petty.
Just for being, exactly. Let me see here. Yeah, I mean, and I feel like, I like Call of Duty. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten the last 4, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But if it wasn't, it's not gonna break my heart if it's not on PlayStation. I'm like, oh fuck, that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have time for other games. You know, because that's one of the things that Call of Duty does. Like,
it just consumes everything else that you're doing. Yeah,
because there's times I'll be, especially like if that was the last game I'm playing.
Mm-hmm.
I took a break from Survivor. Like, oh, I'm gonna jump a couple games of Call of Duty. Now, I'm like, let me see, what am I going to play? And then, like, oh, Call of Duty's already open. Fuck it.
Like, yeah, he just left it a respite.
Yeah, it's like, oh, it's already open.
Yes, I'm playing this.
So, they're going to make another 20. Remember 28 Days Later?
Yeah.
And they did the sequel 28 Weeks Later?
Uh huh. And they did 28 Years Later?
28 Years Later.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, which I'm curious to see how they would do that. Like, what, like, because most zombie apocalypse or most zombie movies, like, you're not further, you're not more than, I think more than 5 years into an apocalypse. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Even Walking Dead, I think it was only.
Walking Dead was like right after.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. But, like, I think over the course of time, it's been like 10 years. Because, like, Carl was like fucking 8, and then he's like 20 and by the time he dies. So.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm curious to see how they would do it with, like, because, you know, 28 days later, obviously, it's a fresh, and like, it just happened. It's been going on less than a month,
mm-hmm.
you know. And then 28 weeks, you know, it's been going on for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
We're surviving. So now it's 28 years later. Has society rebuilt? Are zombies just ruling the earth?
Just like, fucking shit up out there?
Or? Yeah. Because I feel like within 28 years, there'd be at least be some kind of society built back. You know?
Maybe. Yeah, probably. It'd be like Fallout, right?
Yeah, like we'd have like some kind of society. Zombies are like, okay, it's fucking, there's fucking wild animals and there's zombies. Like, as long as we don't fuck with the zombies, they don't fuck with us.
Yeah.
You know, or it's like a fucking zombie repellent has been developed.
And then eventually zombies have to decay, right?
Yeah, they decay to a point where they're no longer.
And then, like, you just have to figure out how to not make more zombies.
Yeah.
So you just, like, humanely kill the people before they die or whatever.
Yeah, you quarantine. It's like COVID.
Yeah.
You quarantine. You humanely kill the ones that.
Yeah. You stab them. You know, you do the Walking Dead thing where you stab them in the back of the head.
Basic skull, it's over.
Yep. Pain. Right after they die.
Yep.
Right after they start to, like.
Yeah. Yep. That's it. Let's take a quick break and then we can come back after a word from our sponsors. What's going on, peoples? Pistol Pete Jr. here. Just to remind you one more time to check out Raise Energy Drinks by Rep Sports. Raise Energy Drinks. Amazing flavors. Zero sugar, zero dyes, zero crash. None of the junk, none of the bullshit that's in these other energy drinks. They're amazing. I guarantee you're going to love them. Use coupon code TRPS for checkout. Get 15% off your order. Check out repsports.com, REPPSPORTS.com. Again, use coupon code TRPS for 15% off your order and to let them know that we sent you.
Welcome back to the Peter and I podcast.
One more game.
Change location.
Yes, we are now exterior. So if you hear any of the soothing sounds of nature, it's because we are now outside.
Or an AC unit.
Or, yeah. Yeah, that's definitely an AC unit. I don't know. I think it's far enough that it's not picking up.
No, it's definitely not picking up. Yeah. I'm just saying the noises around us.
Yeah. Did you ever watch Alita Battle Angel?
No.
No?
I was never interested in it. I saw it.
It's a good movie. It's not terrible.
Plus, I feel like I'm more and more not a James Cameron fan. And at that time, I was like, James Cameron sucks.
Yeah. Well, he just announced he's doing another one. He's doing the sequel.
James Cameron sucks. Sorry. He's got, like, such a big head about fucking Avatar.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's fucking Endgame had to beat Avatar by releasing it a second time. Well, that's what you did, like, since.
Yeah.
4 million times.
Exactly. And then, yeah, he fucking sucks his own dick about Titanic and all that. Like, shut up.
Poor sport.
Get out of here. Where was I? Michael sent this story. I actually reading this, it kind of, I was like, holy shit. I mean, because, so, study finds that just 13% of video games released before 2010 are commercially available.
So that what does that mean?
That means, so, like, any game that was released before 2010, if you wanted to, say you wanted to just go to GameStop and buy it or find it in a PlayStation store, uh-huh. or you can't. Only 13% of games from before 2010 are available for purchase.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Okay. I mean, because, yeah, there was more physical copies of than digital, but once, like, okay, if there's a digital copy of it out there, should be available, right? But maybe that's it. Maybe there's only 13% of those games are digital.
I thought what you were saying was that commercially wouldn't commercially be like the physical copies?
No, that just that means you're just available to buy it. Like it's commercially, but like you're out. It's out there for you to be able to buy. Which is that's kind of sad when you think about it. Like, man, there's like a lot of games that from back in the day that like. Like, okay, so right now, for example, right now, I'm trying to find another copy of the Orange Box for PlayStation 3.
The Orange Box?
Yes. It had the Half-Life and it had the original Portal on it.
Oh, okay.
I had it, and I don't know what the fuck happened to it. It's gone. Like, I probably loaned it to somebody, and I don't talk to that person anymore. Or that person knows they have it and forgot they have it. Or, you know, it's you know, same thing with GTA. My GTA 5, I had a physical version of it, loaned it to somebody. I thought I loaned it to you.
Yeah, crazy.
But that one's gone.
No, you did loan it to
me. I did loan it to you? Okay, yeah. What else? But yeah, so that's... So, like, I want to find Orange Box again, but... Shit. I remember finding that copy that I had was hard to find. You know what I mean? And then I was able to get it. And now, like, trying to find... Like, and I got a pretty decent deal. I think I got it for, like, $10. So trying to find it now for that price... As a matter of fact, let me see. I'm going to pull it up right now. Let's see if I can find the Orange Box. The Orange Box. Oh, and it had Team Fortress 2 on it as well. It was Half-Life 2, Episode 2, Team Fortress 2, and Portal. Let me get you get it on Steam for $10. But where can I get it? Where can I buy it physically? For PS3. Oh, $40 online. See, I paid $10 for it. Oh, yeah, or you can buy it. There's a new version of it on... Wait, is it the Orange Box on Xbox? I don't know. But, yeah, I've been wanting to play the original Portal for a while.
You can't just buy it on digital?
Nope. So, which sucks. But, yeah, it's like there's like certain games, like, think about it, like... Some of the games you grew up playing, like if you don't have them, you're not gonna be able to play them ever again.
Yeah.
Well,
if you have PC, you can.
Yeah, I mean that's true because a lot of emulators. That's true. I'm more hyped for Halloween Horror Nights this year.
Yeah, it's gonna be dope.
Yeah, so we got Last of Us, and now we have Stranger Things. Like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I'm all in now. I'm curious. I mean, I'm sure it's going to be basically going to be in the Upside Down the whole time.
Like, yeah, and then fucking Vecna is going to be like all around over every corner.
Yeah, yeah. But it's going to be those iconic moments. Like, I remember so the Nightmare on Elm Street one. That one was so cool. Because obviously there was it was just Freddy Krueger everywhere. But like each room. Because like, you've been in those before, right? The mazes, like the way they set them up.
Not the Halloween Horror Nights
one. Yeah. So it's not necessarily a maze. It's like you go through a hallway and then there's a room with like an attraction in it. Then you go to the next room and there's another attraction in it, right? So like each room is like, so it was like different iconic scenes from the different horror, like from the different movies.
Right.
Which it was, that was really fucking cool. I mean, obviously there's jump scares in between and all the little shit here and there.
I hope at The Last of Us when we get a, they have like a setup of the first time you see a clicker.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And like in like the those like museum cases.
Yeah, like that'd be fucking cool. Crawl around them. Yeah. I still think that whole maze is going to be episode 3. It's going to be just different scenes of them making out.
Oh, it's so gay. Oh, no. It's so gay, but there's no dick and balls anyway. Oh.
To me, the most awkward scene in that episode was just where and they're in bed, and like he's on top of him.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh god.
Yeah, and then he like slowly like went down.
Yeah,
down on him.
Like even as an actor, like as like professionally doing that, like okay, yeah, it's like I'm aware of this. This is what we're gonna do, but it's still like, oh god.
Yeah.
Why is that so warm? Is yours warm?
It was.
It's not as cold as it should
be. Yeah, it's not as cold as it should be.
We gotta make sure that thing's not overheating. It's been hot as balls. Testament. The Order of High Human.
Oh, yeah. This is like the worst reviewed game I've ever seen.
Yeah, I've never seen any. I don't think I've seen anything lower than a 4.
No.
Ever.
I don't think so, yeah.
IGN rated it a 2. What game is this, though?
I don't even know.
What would... Oh, it says... Yeah, I don't know what game it is. At first, I thought this was that Revenant game.
No, no, no.
So I was like, holy shit, I was so hyped about that one, and it's a 2. God damn it.
That one got a 9.
That one got a 9, yes. Yeah. I was like, oh, fuck, I'm looking forward to that one now.
It's already out. I want to get it.
Is it already?
Yeah.
Holy shit. I didn't know that.
I should probably tell Michael, because he said he might get it, but get it, I don't think he realizes it's out.
Yeah, I don't think he is.
I didn't want to be like, are you going to get it?
Yeah.
I'll just get it. I was going to say, I said I was going to get it.
Yeah. Doctors reattach a boy's head after a car accident. I thought this was a fake story, and then I actually read the article.
He said attach his head, or detach
his head? They reattached his head. So his head was detached.
And he's alive?
He's alive. So what happened is, so it's not as fantastical as it sounds, but it's still, like, his head wasn't, it wasn't
completely detached.
It wasn't like off. It was like, so basically his spinal cord was still connected. Mm-hmm. But I think the spinal cord and one of the arteries was still connected, but the other one was disconnected.
His throat was like fucking gouged out.
Yeah, so it was like all this part was gone.
Yeah,
but like just enough was hanging on that was keeping him alive. Mm-hmm. So they were able to reattach everything, and he's still recovering, obviously. But I mean, he's alive and he's has movement. He can move his hands.
So how do he lose all his neck from
in the car accident? Car accident, yeah.
Yeah, but what? Like, a seatbelt just like slice that shit open or what?
Let me see. He was hit by a car. He was riding his bike.
Oh, he was on a bike?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. That's why. Okay.
It was an internal decapitation with the skull detached from the top of his vertebrae of the spine. Oh, so the skull was actually disconnected as well. So his skull was disconnected from the rest of his, but the nerves were still there.
Gotcha.
That's what it was. And then everything else was... He said he had a 50% survival rate.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like either...
That's a higher survival rate than I think.
Than you would imagine. Oh,
I was thinking like he had like a 15% chance of living. Yeah. And they fucking did that shit.
They did that shit, yeah, I know. Don't forget, our shout out to our new sponsor, Woo Energy. Yeah, Woo! Woo Energy.
We gotta get some Woo Energy.
Yeah, we do. So, Ric Flair has entered the energy drink arena. And what else would you call his energy drink?
You can't call it anything else.
Yeah, woo! And you gotta say it like that. Like, yeah. Like the, hey, hey.
Every time you take a sip, and say instead of, you go, woo!
Hey, I'm gonna run the store real quick. Anybody, hey, can you get me a woo? Woo.
You want a woo?
Who wants a woo?
Who wants a woo?
Yeah. Whereas Logan Paul...
Hey, can I get a woo?
Logan Paul is facing turmoil over his... a lot of people are complaining about the drink now. I guess the flavor formulation has changed at some point.
Yeah, the energy drink. Well, I don't know about the flavor formulation, but I know they're complaining about the energy drink. Like, I think the caffeine is...
They're saying it's super high.
Yeah.
But I think it's 300 milligrams.
I think they advertise 200, though.
Oh, okay. But on the... I think the can says, like, if you actually look at the... Like, if you look... So, I always, like, look at... Like, if you look at here, it'll show you, like, the milligrams, like, under the nutritional facts.
Uh-huh.
It'll normally say, like, oh, however many milligrams of caffeine per serving. And so, maybe per serving... Hopefully, it's not 300 milligrams per serving. Fuck. That's a lot. So, cause like a monster, like the regular tall can of Monster is 160. Mm-hmm. The small Red Bulls are 80. Raise Energy is 300.
Raise is 300. Yeah. Raise and most of the other competitors are 300.
Yeah, most pre workout 300. Yeah, Bang's 300. Rockstar is 160, but they have a couple 300 milligram versions. So
Rain is 300.
Yeah, Rain is 300.
Most of the ones that are C4 has a 300 and a 200.
Yeah, most of the ones that are marketed towards like. Working out are 300
milligrams. Yeah,
like you're supposed to take. You're not gonna drink this to start your day. You're gonna drink this before you go to the gym, kind of thing. Like that's what.
Yeah, because you need to expend energy.
Yeah. To use it. PlayStation Pasta is now available in the UK.
Ooh yeah.
So I'm gonna import some
Chef Boyardee PlayStation Pasta.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm all about it.
Chef PlayStation.
This article, I was kind of like, when I read the headline on this one, I was kind of like, eh. I mean, I can understand why. But so PlayStation says the Horizon franchise will continue for a very long while.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like the last one was a flop.
I feel like it was as well.
It was a flop. I could see, like, oh, they're going to try one more time on another game. But if that one doesn't do good, then they should probably move on to something else.
I agree. Hey, cut it out. But yeah, I feel like they're trying to build, like, it's because she's become one of their iconic characters. She's in all the, you know how, like, Sony has that, or the PlayStation has that new, like, kind of like the Marvel thing where it's like shows all the past characters. Like, she's in all of it. It's like,
yeah, but I don't know if she actually is.
I don't think she should be. No,
like, the story-wise and character-wise, she's kind of mid. And yeah. The story's mid.
Yeah.
The only thing that's good, what makes that game, at least the first game, so good, is just the gameplay, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And fucking hunting down all these robot dinosaurs, figuring out all their weaknesses is super fucking fun.
Yeah.
And same goes for 2. The story is not very good.
Yeah. the gameplay is more where the meat of what makes it popular. But even then, it's not, it didn't carry over enough. Like, it didn't upgrade enough. And I feel like, I feel like, to be honest, that PlayStation forces that one because she's a female antagonist.
Yeah.
Like, she's the main character and it's a female character, which I get. Like, okay, yeah, you want, like, there needs to be more of that. But at the same time, she's not it.
Yeah, or you just need to make her a better character.
Make her a better character, yeah.
Yeah, there's no... She hasn't had an iconic moment like Kratos.
Yeah.
Or even Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah.
Having a fucking 3 games in a row being fucking on fire.
Exactly. Like, you know, like, the more recent games are whatevers, but... That's... I mean, Crash has had his time in camp. He became a PlayStation icon with work.
Yeah.
Like, he was a franchise, and, like, the franchise, the reason it was a franchise was because it was successful.
Yeah.
Like, especially in an era where games were, like, all right, if you're not successful, you're never going to see that game again. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, games were just pumped out back then, and now Crash Bandicoot came out, and it was a successful, highly successful game. All right, let's do another one, and then, which was highly successful as well, and was good, and then that's why that game had the legacy that it has. Whereas this one, she had one game. It had...
She's a legend.
Yeah. It had mid success, and they're like, oh, fuck yeah! But yeah. Oh, excuse me. Let me see here. Cyberpunk finally has a positive review rating. So for 2 years, it's been in the negative, so it's now it finally has a positive review rating instead of...
Yeah. And then with the new
the DLC?
With the new DLC, supposedly they're revamping a lot of shit.
Nice.
What they're doing. I might pick it up.
The DLC?
Yeah.
I think player 2.
Depends on what else is coming out around that time. I think it comes out in October, which is hot for games.
For games, yeah. So big time.
Maybe not. Maybe like later.
Once there's that summer slump next summer.
Yeah.
There you go. Rockstar has shut down a real life Cluckin' Bell restaurant. So I saw this on TikTok. There was a pop up Cluckin' Bell, and it had Sprunk, and it had
all the GTA
stuff. The people in the store were actually
GTA avatars.
Yeah, they're all pixelated for whatever reason.
Taste the cuck.
So apparently, Rockstar heard about it and they were like, no.
It wasn't them.
I thought it was, when I first saw it, I thought it was them. I was like, oh, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
But no, it was like a pop up. Kind of like, you know, the Scum and Villainy Cantina in Hollywood?
Mm-hmm.
That was only supposed to be a pop up. That was supposed to be from like 6 months. It was supposed to be for 6 months. And it was just going to be a temporary location, pop up, and then it was never going to be a thing again. But it became so popular, they're like, fuck, let's make this a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, but they had to go through licensing.
Yeah.
They had to get all this stuff, like, because it's not a Star Wars. It's just... It's called the Scum and Villainy Cantina. And it has some Star Wars related items in it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like the Star Wars Cantina. Whereas this one was flat out called Cluckin' Bell.
Yeah. like from GTA.
Let me see here. And like when they're talking about the scummy villain, like they're like obviously you know what cantina they're talking about because you know there's never been a more vile. Yeah.
They're playing the music. Dun, dun, yeah. Dun, 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 dun.
But like, yeah, it's one of those things where like it's like yeah, we're referencing it, but we're not using it. Where these people were like, it's fucking Cluckin' Bell from GTA.
Yeah, hey, you guys play GTA? You ever want to try their fried chicken in the game? Here you go.
All right, now now we're finally at the fucking Comic-Con stuff.
This week's news.
Stuff. Yes. Invincible Comic series is getting its first ever video game, which I'm hyped about. And you said you just want season two.
I just want season two. And then they're like, season
two, motherfucker. yeah, which I feel like, how long was it? It's been more than a year, hasn't it?
2 years.
Yeah, so I saw that. I was like, fuck. I feel like that lady from the Titanic.
Yeah.
It's been 2 years. yeah, so right after that, they announced that the fucking. So we're getting a game and we're getting season two. Season two starts when?
November 3rd, I think.
Yeah. And then the game, they don't have an announced date for it. But even
the game's probably next year or something.
Yeah, I'm assuming. I'm all in on that.
Yeah, but what kind of game?
I don't care. If it's a side scroller beat 'em up, I don't care. If it's fucking Spider-Man-esque, I don't care.
I just want to play as Mark, getting beat the shit out of by his dad.
Yeah, basically.
And I want to make a meme out of it, all right?
Exactly. which, yeah, I'm all in on. So, but on top of that news, Omni-Man is going to be in Mortal Kombat 1.
And Homelander.
And Peacemaker. And J.K. Simmons is voicing Omni-Man.
No, this is another Superman-like guy, isn't there?
No, it's... hold on, let me pull it up. I have it down here.
Homelander, Omni-Man.
I think those were the only three that were... Homelander, Peacemaker, and Omni-Man are coming to Mortal Kombat. Yeah.
Okay.
Then Quan Chi, Ermac, and Takeda are also going to be in that same DLC package. Mm-hmm. So I'm buying it. I'm fucking... But they... I'm not waiting for the Legendary. I'm fucking... God damn it. Yeah, J.K. Simmons has... They have confirmed that he is... Well, they've confirmed he's voicing the other one. His character.
If he's voicing his character, then he has to... They have to get Anthony Starr.
Yeah. And John Cena. It's not like it would be hard, I feel like. You know?
Yeah. Well... Yeah, because maybe you could probably get John Cena's a different voice actor for John Cena, and you'd probably be okay, but it still wouldn't be the same.
It wouldn't be the same, yeah.
And then Anthony Starr, I don't think you could replace that dude.
No.
He's so good as Homelander. Like, I don't think you can get another person to voice Homelander.
But what if they just use AI? Like, because, I mean, they could, like, based on his body of work, they can just, like, get all his stuff and just...
I don't think they can.
You don't think so?
No.
I mean, I literally heard fucking Frank Sinatra singing fucking...
Well, that's the whole thing with the strikes right now, isn't it?
Yeah, that's part of what... So, did you hear what they want to do for extras?
Mm-hmm.
So, as an extra, you would come in, you'd get paid your $300 for one day of work. They would scan you from the crowd, and then they can use your likeness forever.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck? Nah.
Yeah, bullshit. You're gonna hire me every fucking time.
Exactly.
Dude.
Or at least
or have to get residuals every for like every minute of screen time you put me on the screen.
Exactly. Speaking of AI, James Cameron, he says, "I warned you guys in 1984, but you guys didn't listen."
Yeah, of course. Well, James Cameron just knows everything.
Well, I mean, he put out Terminator. It was like that. The whole movie's about AI taking over.
Well, whatever. Just because you made a movie doesn't mean you know everything. So full of himself.
Yeah, I know.
Fucking hate him.
I saw this announcement, and I was like, "That's fucking cool. I would like to do this." But at the same time, then I kind of thought realistically about cons. So in 2025. Comic-Con The Cruise.
Be pretty cool.
That sounds dope, right?
Is it for a weekend, though, or what?
It's a 5-day cruise from Tampa to Mexico. Mm-hmm. And it's all Comic-Con related. Like, it's going to be a nerd cruise, right?
It's going to be the new San Diego Comic-Con.
That's what it seems like. But think about this, though. what type of people go to Comic Cons? What kind of, like, what is a
smelly nerdy guys?
Yes.
See, we're getting a bunch of smelly nerdy guys.
You're just on a boat. You're just, and see, because at least you can leave the convention center. You can get some fresh air.
Yeah, but that stench isn't going to stay on the boat. It's going to be in the rooms.
Yeah.
And okay. It's not crowded like that on a cruise. Like, they can't overcrowd.
They can't overcrowd a cruise. That's true. That's true. But, I mean, I just picture that's in my head.
Well, I guess they could overcrowd a cruise, but then we're going to have, like, the second coming of the Titanic sort of deal.
Turns out that's what they wanted all along. It was just, they're just going to weed out
a bunch of the fucking James Cameron's idea. Fucking piece of shit.
Oh, God.
I'm going to be able to make another movie out of this one.
I just pictured, like, the everyone's loading up on the cruise ship, and James Cameron's there waving off. He's got a rope in his hand for whatever reason, waving at everybody. It starts to pull away as it's gotten to where they can't. He pulls a rope, a tarp falls off the back of the boat, and it just says, Titanic 2.
Coming too soon to theaters.
And he's just got this, like, evil grin, just like... Oh, fuck.
But this time it's with actually Leonardo DiCaprio and not Leonardo DiCaprio playing Jack.
Yeah, he's on there for autographs.
Oh, he falls in love with just some plain Jane.
As long as she's under 23.
Yep.
Let me see here. So, Barbie has blown away Oppenheimer during the...
Yeah, the box office, I figured.
The box office, yeah. 22.3 million. And that's not even the opening weekend. That's just the preview weekend. So because it came, it technically opened Thursday.
Yeah.
So that's just Thursday to Friday.
Yeah.
It made 22.3 million.
Oh. Yeah, that makes sense. I kind of figured Oppenheimer was going to be the more critically acclaimed movie.
Yeah, and probably going to be the more commercially successful. Yeah, which I can see. Because, like, Oppenheimer is, it looks great. It looks amazing. And I definitely want to see it. But it wasn't my, like, oh, I need to rush to the theater to watch this kind of movie. Let me see here. Ooh, Justice League Crisis on Infinite Earths movie announced. One of the best comic series I've ever read. Came out in...
Every comic series you read is the best.
83 or 85. No, but it's one of those ones. It's an iconic, like... It's like the Dark Knight, right? The Dark Knight Returns. It's like the Long Halloween. Crisis on Infinite Earths is one of those, like, iconic, like, fuck... This is what paved the way. This is why comic books are so good nowadays. Because of stories like this. Shit like this. And at the same time, I guess it's another opportunity for them to reboot the fucking Warner Brothers DC universe.
Yeah.
Basically, what happens is all of the multiverses are being destroyed by this guy called the Anti-Controller. No, Anti-Monitor. So there's the Monitor, who's made of positive matter.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the Anti-Monitor, who's made out of antimatter.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens... See, it's another Flash fucking focused story. So, I mean, hopefully it's not...
So we gotta have another movie with Ezra Miller, baby.
That's the thing. It's another, like... It's, like, basically, the Flash is kind of... Like, he's very...
Have you seen the Flash yet?
I have not.
I thought it was on streaming now.
It is, and I'm hesitant to watch it.
Just watch it. No, it's not that... It's actually a good movie.
Yeah, I know.
It's just the physical... The visual effects are a little bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I just don't want to support Ezra Miller in this fucking movie. Like,
I don't think it's supporting him.
All right. You know what? No, I'm going to bootleg it, and I'll watch it, and then there we go. That way I'm not supporting him. I'm actually taking money from him. But yeah, so basically, the Crisis on Infinite Earths is... All these multiverses are being destroyed, and at the end, there's only two left. And I think they get merged. They're merging into one. They're trying to stop them from merging into one, because... You can't have two universes in the same space because they're going to destroy each other. But it's good. It's a good series. So I'm good for that. Borderlands movie officially releases August 9th, 2024.
I don't know if I need a Borderlands movie.
I don't think I need a Borderlands movie either. It's got Cate Blanchett, Kevin Hart, Jack Black, Ariana Greenblatt. I don't know who that is.
Might as well put The Rock in there. It's going to be fucking Jumanji.
Yep. Jamie Lee Curtis and Florian Montanau. I don't know who that is. I don't know who Ariana Greenblatt is either.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's see. Oh, an animated Watchmen movie.
Oh yeah, I saw that one.
They've just announced it. They haven't. It's going to be part of HBO miniseries.
That was a weird miniseries, though. Huh?
Yeah. Oh wait, no, I'm sorry. No, I admit that I read that wrong. It was last seen on screen as an HBO miniseries.
Oh, I see.
They don't know how they're going to approach it yet, but it's just, you know, they've announced that we're going to do an animated movie.
Oh, so they haven't, like, nothing's even...
No, they're just announcing it's going to happen, yeah.
Probably means it's, like, three years out.
Probably. Either way it sounds, I'm in. And The Watchmen is, like, another great series. Captain America Brave New World. Okay, we already know about that. Something about, let's see here. Blade has been pushed back to February 14th, 2025.
I think all the movies are going to get pushed back like a year.
Yeah.
Because of the strikes.
Daredevil Born Again. Let me see here.
Even Deadpool. I doubt Deadpool's going to make it to...
Oh, yeah.
Because they pushed it up, right? And then, like, it's probably going to be like, nah, we're going back to...
Yeah, we're
going
to go back to the original.
I might even go later.
Yep. Thunderbolts has been pushed back to December 2024. Phase 6 in the MCU, Fantastic Four is going to be pushed back to May 2nd, 2025. Two new Avenger movies, also, everything's being pushed back. Is this everything Marvel? Oh, that is. I was like, why is this only Marvel?
It's Comic-Con.
I searched everything announced at Comic-Con. And this is everything Marvel announced at Comic-Con.
But I thought Marvel said they weren't going to be at Comic-Con.
They weren't going to be at, but they're still doing some announcements just based on, you know. Uh-huh. Let's see here. Here we go. Oh, I didn't know Eli Roth is directing the Borderlands movie. I like
Eli. What does he do?
He did Hostel. He did Cabin Fever. He's mostly a horror director. Mm-hmm. But he's also done, I'm trying to think of some of his more newer stuff. I can't think of it right now off the top of my head. Those are just two that... Because I love Cabin Fever.
Yeah.
Star Trek Strange New World. Don't care about that. The Walking Dead. I really don't care about that anymore.
Oh, yeah. They're going to have a new spinoff
series. It's only going to be...
Negan and Maggie.
Yeah. John Wick, The Continental, will debut September 22nd on Peacock.
What's that?
It's a spin-off series of John Wick just based about the hotel.
Oh, okay.
So I'm assuming, it's like, based on what I saw about it, it seems like it's going to be just different, like, assassins. Hitmans. Yeah, different hitmans, assassins coming through and just their stories.
That'd be cool, actually.
Yeah.
But they got to make them, like, not as cool as John Wick.
Yeah, they can be. They can still gotta be interesting, but yeah, they can be as, yeah. Have you seen the One Piece trailer for this live-action One Piece?
Yeah.
How do you feel about it?
The newest one looks all right. It looks better. The first one looked really bad.
Yeah. I just feel like these Netflix live-action animes are just not...
They're never good.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the video game thing where, like, there just hasn't been a good one yet.
Yeah.
Well, at least now until Last of Us. Last of Us is probably, like, the first objectively good video game movie.
Yeah. Yeah, like live action TV. Yeah, I agree.
I think this movie might pave the way for a good one to come out. I have a feeling it's not gonna be a good one though.
Yeah, I doubt it either. Let's see. I think that's about it at the moment. I mean, today is the last day of Comic-Con. I'm bummed we couldn't get out there this year. Mm-hmm. I really wanted to. I think next year for sure we gotta get out there.
Yeah, I'm down to go. I'm
down to go.
I want to get tickets.
Yeah, me too. I would love to.
I'm down to get tickets for that, and then not go to Anime Expo next year.
Yeah,
if that's what it takes.
Yeah, I'm down with that too. So, I see that's the plan. So look for us next year, San Diego Comic Con. we'll let you know, keep you updated. I think on that note, let's go and wrap this up. Yep. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheRealPressStart, on Twitter at RealPressStart, on Instagram at TheRealPressStart. Like us, rate us, review. Oh, and don't, and TikTok at TheRealPressStart. Like us, rate us, review us, anywhere you get your podcasts. And on that note, game over. No more questions.